If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Dateline, Chicago. Businessman Willie Wilson is giving away $200,000 in gas cards on Thursday. I have the schedule of where he's going to be, or at least his people are. For instance, I won't go through it all, but at the Amstar station at 368 East Garfield Boulevard, at the Gulf station at 9901 South Halsted Street, starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow, as long as the money lasts. That's Willie Wilson for you. $200,000. Am I reading that right, Dr. Wilson? You're going to give away 200 grand?
That's absolutely right. I got the check already written out.
Why are you doing this?
Well, people are in need. People are struggling. People can't get to work. I came up poor myself, and so there's a need. So instead of me just complaining about it, then I decided to do something about it. And so we start tomorrow morning. We're going to be able to give out $50 a piece per car in terms of gasoline. We'll have about 75, total of 75 to 100 employees there pumping gas for you.
I see.
And so I figure it's going to be about 4,000 cars. And that'd probably be from 7 until about 7, 8, 9, 10 or something like that. And the service station owner did give us a discount in terms of price and gas, so we probably get a little bit more out of it too, you know?
So first come, first serve, doctor?
Yeah, first come, first serve. That's how we're doing it. And when everything runs out, then that'll be that. So you got to line up and get that early in the morning. But that's just such a need. And hoping that the city will eventually follow through and the state and lower the taxes on the gas so that more people can get some type of relief, you know?
Is that what you're after here? So this is an effort by you to get the city to, or the state, to rescind the gas tax?
No, that's not. Mine's just strictly doing it from a humanitarian kind of a situation like we've been doing all last several years.
Yeah.
And we probably going to do it another one or two times later on this year, because I understand gas prices are supposed to go up even higher, you know?
So the last time you did this, though, Dr. Wilson, you were running for mayor. Are you going to run for public office again soon?
Well, I'm going to make that decision probably in another week or two or three or something like that. I haven't made the decision yet, but we are.
Would it be mayor, Dr. Wilson? Would that be the office you would eye again?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to make a decision on that, make 2 or 3 weeks. Probably would be that. This election here now, I'm not going to be involved in this particular cycle now. I think the mayor is like maybe 11 months from now. And so we'll see how that go. But nevertheless, we just try to stay focused on, you know, what we've been doing, paying people taxes, giving out face masks, giving dollars to the shelter.
I'm going to get in line now. I'm going to pull over to the Marathon station at 1839 East 95th Street. I'll bet some folks are going to sleep overnight there, Dr. Wilson. 7201,
you know.
7201 North Clark Street, the Amoco station. 340 South Sacramento Boulevard. I know some of these locations. Is this more south and west side, though, doctor, or are they all across the city?
Well, we got 10 stations. They're all across the city. We try to help every neighborhood that we possibly can. I do know at 8:30 we're going to be on Sacramento Boulevard there. We're going to hold a press conference there. And the rest of them, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to all 10 of them or not.
Jeez,
but we're going to do our best
all across,
you know,
the city. It sounds to me like somebody's getting ready to run for mayor.
Well, look, we've been doing this for the last 30 years, so you can check the record. Whether it's mayor or not, or any other thing, it's just a need. We were down in New Orleans back here 3 or 4 months ago with the Ida hurricane, we took $1 million down there and we donated to the people down in New Orleans.
You know, I understand that, and really, my teasing you aside, you're right. It's absolutely generous. I don't know anybody else spending $200,000 handing it out to strangers at gas stations, and a lot of folks could use it right now. So thank you in advance for all of that, Dr. Willie Wilson, and let's stay in touch.
All right. Good deal. Thank you.
Amstar on Garfield, the Citgo at 9155 South Stoney, the Marathon on East 95th, the Citgo on North Pulaski, the Gulf on South Halstead, and the list goes on. North Pulaski, too.